The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio in Albia and Robert Meharry of the Grundy Register. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to speak with you this morning. In your role as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and your role as an overseer of the Department of Homeland Security, you spoke to Madam Secretary Nielsen with the Department of Homeland Security. What were your concerns to her, and what needs to be done in your view to address some of the issues concerning DACA and those immigration issues?
My questions were in regard to DACA and the legalization, border security, the diversity visas, and ending chain migration. And the questions were along those lines in a hope of how you can find a compromise. The meeting is about over now. I left at 2 o'clock because Senator from Arizona was the last person to ask questions, and he was going to close down the meeting. But as recently as my second round of questions, I got into this bit about diversity visas and the fact that terrorists sometimes can use the diversity visa to enter the United States. Beyond my questioning, though, there was a lot of discussion that you heard over the weekend and tough questions to the secretary, mostly by Democrats, about what the president said. And, you know, I don't repeat those words, but you know what I'm talking about. Rob?
So we talked a little bit about the Steele dossier and what's going on with that. And why has there been such a partisan divide over whether or not to release Steele's testimony? And why has that been a partisan issue?
Yeah. Well, it isn't a partisan issue anymore because you probably heard maybe last Thursday it was that Senator Feinstein apologized to me. And the reason she apologized was because I first, well, for all of these things, not just Steele, but for all of these things. And it was really the Fusion GPS testimony that was released, but she said that part of it was because we didn't discuss with her referring Steele to the FBI for further investigation. But it's comparing apples and oranges. So let me talk about Fusion GPS. She released that, and I'll give you the reasons that I thought it shouldn't be released at this point, but it's released and it's out there. And she apologized. So I don't think anymore it's fair to say that there's confusion about it. We have an agreement on all this testimony that I won't release anything without consulting her, so she shouldn't release something without consulting with me. But that's water over the dam now. Let me answer your question why I was really concerned about it. Number one, all of this testimony has been voluntary. We haven't had to work hard to get people to come and answer our questions. Release of it would be maybe raise questions with other people we want to get. And in the case of the Fusion GPS testimony, we had at least one more witness that should have been included in the testimony before it was released. And all along, there's no doubt it was going to be released sometime.
So is there any evidence of criminal behavior by Christopher Steele at this point?
Well, now you're getting to a second question. And it's only connected because she connected them. We're going to have to wait for the FBI to tell us that. And they're probably going to take a while to make that judgment. So there's nothing new that I can give you. If I could, I don't think it'd be secured. If he was charged with lying to the FBI, I think it'd be a public record. Tom?
Well, Senator Grassley, you and Senator John Tester from Montana are the only two farmers currently in the Senate. That's a little bit frightening to us in the Midwest, but you both have opposed the withdrawal of two rules through the USDA's Packer and Stockyard Act called GPSA. What are your concerns? What were those two rules that have been withdrawn?
Yeah, they were rules to protect the farmers that work for big corporations raising livestock or chickens. Gathering eggs, producing eggs or producing chicken meat or pork. It isn't so much in the beef industry, but pretty much in turkeys, eggs, chicken, and pigs. So, you know, you go to the extent of building very expensive housing for these animals, and you're promised that you're going to have them filled because you're kind of a hired man for these big corporations, but you're using your own investment, your own land. So these rules put out by Vilsack were to protect these people that have a contractual basis with big companies. You know what they are. So this administration comes in and withdraws them. And it's unfair. And we've been fighting for so long to get the rules out in the first place. I mean, years. So you can understand why Tester and I are very concerned about protecting the people that are working so hard to keep meat on people's tables. But they also have an investment that sometimes these corporations got big leverage over them and they're taking advantage of it. Rob in Grundy Center.
To kind of stay on the agriculture topic, at our event yesterday, there was a guy who came in and was talking about 199A and how it affected independent grain elevators versus cooperatives. And for somebody who's uninitiated like myself, can you just kind of give a brief synopsis of what that's all about? Because, you know, obviously on first talk, I didn't really understand it.
In an effort to help co-ops not be hurt by the tax bill and not to change things very much for co-ops that have had some benefits under the, I think it was 2003 or 2005 law. Section 99 was passed at that point. It was going to be repealed entirely, which would have hurt people in rural America. So we wanted to protect them. In the process of writing language...
So was it a tax break for co-ops? Or?
Yeah. In the process of writing language to help them, language was written unintentionally, I'm sure, that would end up putting the private elevators out of business in the course of maybe a year or two. Common sense ought to tell you that nobody is going to write a piece of legislation like that. And oddly enough, we saw some aggressive co-ops that must have been laughing under their breath at the big advantage they had. But they got to know that that wasn't intended, and they don't need it. And so what we're trying to do is find a solution for that right now, and you heard me comment on that yesterday. So we're in the process of finding that solution. Back to Tom.
Senator Grassley, now that, well, first off, congratulations on never missing a vote in the Senate since, what, 1993, the year of the Iowa floods. Now, with Orrin Hatch announcing his retirement soon, does that make you the senior most senator? And if so, are you considering a return to from the Judicial Committee to the Finance Oversight?
Yeah. Well, actually, the latter part of your question has nothing to do with whether I'm first, second, or third. Quite frankly, I'm third, but second among Republicans because Senator Leahy of Vermont has one term more than I do in the United States Senate, so he's the most senior member of the Senate, and I'm the second most senior Republican. And so the senior member of the majority party, now that's Republicans, gets to be president pro tem. So Cochran is in line to be president pro tem before me. Now, on the second question, I shouldn't even talk about it until November the 7th because it doesn't make any difference unless Republicans are in the majority. But we're in the majority. You're correct. I have the choice of being chairman of the Judiciary for another 2 years at that point or being chairman of the Finance Committee. I've been chairman of the Finance Committee 4 years with a six-year limit on chairmanship. I could serve two more years there. But I'm not going to comment on that until I find out whether we're in the majority or minority.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Rob, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.